You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Coming up on podcast 1398, a new report says Tesla's new battery cells will be a game changer. But why? Well, let's find out. Also on the show today, the Ford Mustang Mach-E reduces how many trims are available to be ordered. There's a reason for that. GM announcing a big investment in EV battery materials. And what is the nickel price surge going to mean for electric vehicles? Well, stick around. I'll tell you more. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Welcome to EV News Daily, your trusted source of information. It's Tuesday, 8th of March. My name is Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story, so you don't have to. We will start with news of Ford dealers finally being forced to learn about electric vehicles. In the wake of the decision to split their EV and petrol divisions, Ford announcing its dealers will need to opt in to selling EVs along with normal combustion cars, according to Automotive News. The Drive says, while the company has no apparent plans to create new dealers or work outside of its dealer network, its roughly 3,100 existing retail stores, Ford's CEO Jim Farley said in an interview that dealers should get ready to specialise. That was his quote. Well, dealers that sell the Mustang Mach-E, the E-Transit, the F-150 Lightning, not that there's many of those, any of those sitting in dealer stock right now, will continue to sell them for the next 18 months. The new dealer agreement isn't finalised yet, but Ford executives have made clear they hope for a no-inventory direct order model. That means non-negotiable pricing. That means smaller facilities for dealers. And how do you feel about that? Do you like the cut and thrust of doing the deal, the chase, getting a few thousand off a car, getting, you know, the deal that you want? Or do you like the direct order model? Do you like going on the internet and seeing the price, and that's the price that you know you, your neighbour, your friends, anyone who wants to buy that good or service is the price they're paying? I know everyone's different, so we'd love to hear from you. Tesla works off the direct sales model. Now, Ford's CEO Jim Farley estimates that Tesla saves $2,000 a vehicle, but he added that not everything can be done remotely and that Ford understands the importance of brick-and-mortar dealerships in customer satisfaction. And that's interesting, actually. My mom and my stepdad this week, maybe next week actually, will take delivery of their first electric vehicle. They've only gone and bought an MG5 Estate. and they loved it when they drove it. But they liked the dealer experience. They liked going into, it's Hendy, the chain that we have here in Poole, and they liked going in, talking to someone. Okay, so they're both in their 70s now. They wouldn't have liked the idea of the direct sales model of just perusing it on your mobile app and buying it within 60 seconds. Like, they like that process. Not because they can't do it. They're actually, you know, pretty young for their age. You know, they got solar panels before I did. They've, you know, they're pretty switched on. They got all the gear and all that kind of stuff. But still, when it comes to buying a car, they want to do their first electric car. Even though I've been banging on about EVs, you know, their son, for many years, they still wanted to go through that process, and that's interesting. Everyone's different, and I know a lot of people tell me with EVs, the only way is to do it direct sale, but there's a lot to be said for a good dealer, and yes, I'm always being told on Twitter, there's no such thing as a good dealer, and I vehemently disagree. I have had wonderful dealer experiences in my life, and I've had some terrible ones. Now let's talk about the Ford Mustang Mach-E trims, no longer available to be ordered. They've stopped taking orders at Ford for two Mustang Mach-E trims because of excessive demand, says this report from InsideEVs.com. Well, according to Ford Authority, they cite people familiar with the matter but don't actually name names. Ford will not take any new orders for premium or California Route 1 trim levels for the rest of the year. Mach-E buyers will only be able to get the extended range battery by buying the $62,000 GT spec. The select trim only comes with a standard range pack. You can get it in rear-wheel drive or all-wheel drive, guys, though. The ongoing chip shortage has, we think, played a decision here in Ford rationalizing their lineup. They've already experienced production issues this year. Last month, the Mach-E production was even halted because of supply chain issues. Next in the news, GM and General Motors announcing a 400 million EV battery materials plant in Canada, with South Korea's POSCO Chemical Company announcing plans to build that new EV battery materials plant in Quebec. The two parties said they're working with the governments of Canada and Quebec to build a new facility that'll provide cathode active material. Okay, so they're doing the cathodes there at this new Canadian facility. Spending $400 million, that's $500 million Canadian dollars, the cathode material produced at the plant will go into the Ultium batteries. Of course, if you're new to the podcast, GM have given a name, a bit of a brand to not just their batteries, but all of the various innards of their electric vehicles. They've put it the platform, really. That word has spread, the Ultium, which did start off as just being the Ultium cells. It's going to power everything from the Silverado EV, the Hummer, the Caddy Lyriq, and more. And cathode materials are a key battery material consisting of nickel, lithium, and other materials. By the end of the middle of the decade, I should say, by 2025, GM plans to have a capacity to build a million electric vehicles in North America. The company targets the majority of components by value to a sustainably sourced, processed, or manufactured in North America. Now, we'll talk about one of those components that go inside the cells, and that is the price of nickel, which has been surging recently. And this is not a materials and minerals podcast by any means, but the price of nickel is surging as investors take stock of the new global reality. Russia is a supplier of nickel, now facing extensive sanctions. In an unusual step, the London Metal Exchange even suspended nickel trading this morning after three-month contract prices doubled to over $100,000 per ton of nickel. Well, according to CNBC.com, nickel is a critical ingredient in lithium-ion battery cells used in most electric vehicles in the US market. Its abrupt price surge has analysts and investors raising hard questions, they say, about the viability of the current prices that EVs are on sale for. When the battery is charged, lithium ions are driven from the cathode and they go to the anode. As the cell is discharged, the ions move back to the cathode, releasing energy as they move. Well, in recent years, car makers have discovered that, well, if you add more nickel to the cathode, you can boost the energy density. More range per pound of batteries is the result. Well, some use even more to reduce cobalt, which has got very good reasons not to have any place in EV batteries, and to increase density for premium applications. The cathodes in cells from LG and Tesla are 90% nickel, for instance. Given the high cost of nickel and concerns about supply, car makers saying that lithium-ion batteries with high nickel cathodes, may well be limited to just the most premium of applications. Now, we'll talk about the EPA next. The EPA and the Biden administration proposing to cut smog and soot from heavy trucks and stronger pollution regulations for new tractor-trailer rigs that would clean up smoky diesel engines and encourage new technology over the next two decades. The proposal released yesterday on Monday by the EPA would require the industry to cut smog and soot forming nitrogen oxide emissions. They've got to cut those NOx emissions by 90% per truck until 2031. The emissions can cause respiratory problems in humans, says autoblog.com. And truck makers are working on battery electric trucks, of course. Some are doing hydrogen stuff as well. The EPA says the proposal is not a zero emissions truck requirement, rather that there are pollution control devices in development that will keep diesels in use and clean the air. And I'm always very, very wary when you see that phrase, diesel, next to anything that says clean, whether someone's trying to sell you clean diesel, whether someone's trying to say, oh no, you can put this little device on your vehicle and it makes diesel clean. In fact, it cleans the air. Well, we all know what car makers did over the last decade with defeat devices and saying, well, we shouldn't have to have the device turned on because it was cold outside. And we shouldn't have to have the device turned on because it would hurt reliability. And we should have the device turned on when you're testing us, but we should be able to turn the device off when we want to. So, yeah, excuse me for being a little bit cynical. The only way to get to zero emissions is to start with zero emissions, to get those diesels off the road. That's the only way to do it. The new standards by the EPA would bring widespread air quality improvements. And you know where they bring them? To the areas already exposed to heavy trucking. You know the people that are living close to those routes and to those roads? Those who are less well off from those socioeconomic groups who are in so many ways penalized by all of society. Do you know what I mean? Like when you get kicked when you're down and you can afford to live in that kind of housing, and that's where your kids are growing up with much higher levels of pollution in their bedrooms where they live and in their lungs. And that is something that we shouldn't be, oh, let's get a little device on a diesel truck and make it a bit cleaner. Let's go zero emissions as quick as possible. Let's mandate zero emissions. Let's do it. Come on, let's be bold. Now let's talk about Stellantis building EV capacity with battery supplier partnerships. Stellantis entered into a couple of joint partnerships with Korean battery suppliers, adding new capacity for their North American EV production, according to supplychaindive.com. The battery partnerships are long-term investments in the goal that Stellantis has of making 5 million pure battery electric vehicles by 2030. That's their annual rate. Jeep's first fully electric SUV comes next year, early next year as well. And a Ram 1500 pure electric will arrive the year after. In 2024, and I'll put a link to Supply Chain Dive in the show notes so you can read more. Coming up on the podcast soon, we'll talk about battery swapping and why one person's six-figure electric vehicle didn't exactly arrive as they wanted. Stick around. Those stories, well, they're on the way.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Now, headline story, Tesla's new cylindrical battery could be a game changer, says a new report. Tesla's new tabless cylindrical battery cell has the potential to become a game changer in the EV industry, according to a Korean institute, the Korea Automotive Technology Institute. The KTEC released an industry report yesterday that said the EV market must prepare for what's coming from Tesla as they start to make their 4680 cells. The Institute predicts battery companies that focus on producing the unified cells and pouch cells, we're going to have to choose between continuing to speedily produce their cells or coming up with their own tabless cylindrical cells. Now look, tabless isn't golden bullet. Cylindrical cells isn't the ideal form factor, but put everything together that Tesla talked about at Battery Day, and you are looking at significant improvements, at least for the way they build cars. But sometimes pouch cells are better, and sometimes they're a unified cell, like VW are working towards, one cell across all their vehicles, apart from the real high-performance Porsches and Audis, could well be the way that they go. And there's no one-size-fits-all, is there? And that's what's great about talking about the EV industry. Now, the Institute in Korea added that as important as it is to develop next-gen secondary battery technology, it's just as important to improve the design and economic feasibility of existing secondary battery technology. I'll pop a link to Korea Herald in the show notes if you want to read the full story. Now, let's go to India. And electric two-wheeler manufacturer Hero Electric has announced its partnership with Sun Mobility. They provide energy infrastructure and energy services for electric vehicles. They're going to deploy two-wheelers in India with smart swappable battery technology. Sun Mobility swapping stations will be appearing at petrol stations, and Sun Mobility's swappable battery powers the Piaggio Ape E-City two-wheeler. Sohinder Gill is the CEO of Hero, said this, and I quote, "Battery swapping is emerging as a good catalyst for the exponential growth of electric two-wheelers in India. It reduces the upfront cost of buying a two-wheeler, eliminates the range anxiety, and the apprehensions about the useful life of batteries. It certainly makes a lot of sense for B2B customers, as the swapping stations can be placed in the working zones for riders to allow them to run their bikes without waiting for the recharging of their batteries." Yeah, you know what I'm thinking? Short-range deliveries. All right, I'm thinking Deliveroo. I'm thinking Uber Eats. I'm thinking Friday night, I want a pizza. I would love for it to turn up on an electric scooter. And when that person has done, you know, 15, 20 deliveries and the battery is low, they take it out of from under the seat or something, lift up the seat of their scooter, pull out the battery with a handle on top, put it back in the rack, take the next one, put it in, and off you go. Okay, I don't know why my mind went to food with that example. Well, I do. I'm kind of hungry at the minute. I'm sure there's many, many other examples of how battery swapping in scooters on a business level would really help, lower costs and drive those businesses forward. Now let's talk about a brand new six-figure Tesla Model S that arrived not quite in the way this owner wanted. His new $132,000 Model X arrived, and Ethan Joseph on Twitter pointed out that when it arrived, it had mismatched tyres direct from the factory. He'd had a few estimated delivery date changes, and they finally assigned him a vehicle of March. When he got the car and noticed the tyres were all mixed up, he looked on TyreRack.com. Two of them were Michelin Latitude Sport 3s, and two of them were Continental Cross Contact LX Sport. They're all season tyres. Two very different types of tyre compound, differences in grip ability, even how they change in different weather temperatures, as the summer spec tyres, the Michelins, would harden and deliver less traction than the rears. And why is that important? Well, when rear wheels experience significantly less traction than the fronts, it's easy to induce oversteer. Okay, not in normal driving, but when you need the grip, that's when it would happen, according to MotorTrend.com. Even without lifting off the accelerator or suddenly braking, so you're shifting the weight around the car. The opposite is the case in cold weather. The harder front tires would give you less grip. Ethan tells MotorTrend that he thought his car was a reject from another buyer because he was messed around on delivery dates of his Model X and was later assigned to him. Tesla saying, please bring the car back and we will put some matching tyres on. Now, look, I know people, when their tyres wear after however many miles and they have to put their own replacements on, often go for a cheaper brand of tyre. Some don't, some do, and you have mismatched tyres on used cars. That's understandable, but hey, a brand new car turning up from the factory and they couldn't work out what tyres to put on? Less good. Less good on $130,000 Model X. Now, let's talk about Peugeot reaching over 1,000 electric LCV, so commercial vehicle vans, light commercial vehicle sales already this year so far, over 1,000 of them this year. That's amazing. Well done, Peugeot. They've sale vehicles like the E-Partner, E-Expert and E-Boxer, different vans to suit different sizes, shapes and needs of commercial customers. Now, obviously, there is a wider political situation going on right now. And I found an article, New Automotive, really, really interesting about the UK's dependence on Russia. It's not about gas. We keep hearing about Russia's dependence on gas and you know, all using electric heating for our homes. This is about diesel. Many Western leaders are talking about embargoing Russian oil. The UK has announced that it will phase out imports of Russian oil by the end of this year. Doesn't consume a lot of gas, actually. The UK doesn't consume a huge amount of Russian gas. But we do have another reliance on Russia, and we rely on them for diesel. The UK consumes up to 25 million tonnes of diesel a year, half of which is imported. Domestic production of diesel has been declining in recent years, and imports have been increasing. Almost a third of the UK imports come directly from Russia, and all told, 18% of the diesel that goes into people's cars is direct from Russia. The UK's second largest supplier of diesel, that's the Netherlands. They extract next to no oil themselves. So what's the Netherlands doing selling oil? Well, the Netherlands is a trading hub where, you guessed it, we trade Russian oil. It gets made into diesel. There are 12 million diesel cars on UK roads, and the number has peaked and it is declining, but there are 12 million diesel cars on UK roads. According to newautomotive.org, a quarter of all cars are responsible for around half of all car miles. I'll say it again, it's important. A quarter of all the cars are responsible for half of all the car miles. And the top 10% of cars by annual mileage drive a quarter of the annual total car miles. In other words, a small number of cars and drivers do all of the miles, right? So these drivers disproportionately use more diesel than the rest of us. Diesel cars are favoured by these drivers because fuel economy advantages of diesel cars, etc., etc. Taxis, rentals, public service vehicles, working vehicles. If we focus on incentives for EVs, says New Automotive, we can drastically reduce the dependence on Russia. And finally, a Model 3 owner in China. You'll like this story at the end. It's not really serious, but I'll bring it to you anyway. A Model 3 owner in China got a bill for their supercharging, and after checking their mobile app, they see that they were blocked from using any more superchargers. They thought, what's going on? I'll check it out. They had an unpaid bill of 3.8 million RMB, about $600,000 for charging their Model 3. They posted screenshots on the social media channel Weibo, and Tesla reached out to confirm that this mammoth supercharger fee of 600 grand was due to an error in the back-end systems. This person does, in fact, not owe over $500,000, which I think is like 32,000 full charges, or so. Somebody worked out the stat. It would be physically impossible to ever have a bill that high. Imagine checking your app. We're banning you from supercharging, sir, until you pay your bill. Oops, sorry, I've been racking it up recently. Right, that's your podcast for today. Question of the week is going to be a two-weeker, so we'll read out the answers to this one on Sunday, 20th of March. Do you think rising fuel prices at the pumps will have a direct impact on EV sales? Email me your feedback, hello@evnewsdaily.com, and we'll read them out and in a couple of weeks' time. Thank you very much to everyone who supports the podcast on Patreon. Our premium partners, Phil Roberts of Electric Future, Brad Crosby, Porsche of The Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, National Car Charging on the US mainland and Aloha Charge in Hawaii, Derek Riley from the EV Review Ireland YouTube channel, Richard at rsev.co.uk for buying and selling EVs in the UK, and emobilitynorway.com. Have a good night. See you tomorrow, and remember, there is no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3. Create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.